All right, hockey fans, listen up, because we've got something special cooked up for playoff season. It's called the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge, and it's going to add some serious spice to your playoff experience. Now, here's the deal. Every playoff game, you're going to be faced with a handful of questions. It's like your own personal playoff puzzle, and it's free to join. And there are prizes, because who doesn't love winning stuff? Daily winners, you're getting hooked up with gift cards. Treat yourself to some nation gear or maybe even your favorite jersey. And for the big dogs, the people who can win an entire round, it's straight, cold, hard cash. We're talking about real dough for your hockey knowledge. So lace up those skates, stretch those thumbs, and get ready to show off your hockey IQ in the Daily Faceoff Playoff Parlay Challenge. Sign up today and play every game day at games.dailyfaceoff.com and prove your puck prowess.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Time now for Coming in Hot with Brent Wallace and former Ottawa Senators Bobby Ryan and Jason York.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to Coming in Hot. Brent Wallace alongside Bobby Ryan and Jason York. And gentlemen, I am so angry about last night, I would take a slap shot into an empty net right now.
You're so angry that that picture of you that's floating around on Twitter right now of Salty Wally, my God, I think one guy classified you like a serial killer with those eyes. I think it was Rick. We got that. Yeah, you don't have that picture, right? Do you?
No.
Oh, it's so great.
He doesn't, no. Wally made sure it's gone already.
Oh, so salty.
Never to be seen again.
I want to thank Daryl again for making that. We might have to make an adjustment on the serial killer look.
We got to get that up soon if we have time, Gavin. People have to see the just like the your eyes. Like you're crazy.
Were you reeling last night? The text thread was pretty quiet, so I was wondering what everybody was thinking this morning. Were you beside yourself?
I could see it coming, right? Like, but I can't be that upset because they've won 9 of their last 15 games. So let's put this in a little bit of perspective. They're going to have these games. Mm-hmm. But watching it happen time and time again, where like they used to give up odd man rushes all the time, but I felt under Jacques, they were a little more structured. Last night, it was just a fire drill. Every time on the ice, it seemed like a fire drill. That's frustrating. They come back. They get down 2-0. I'm like, okay, great. They got them right where they want them. They get it tied at 2, and then the wheels just come off. And I can't blame Anton Forsberg for all of it.
No. I like their start. I thought they came out hard. They had a good start to that game.
Like the first 5 minutes before the first goal, kind of?
Yeah, they were moving, and I liked how they came out. And then, you know, the one I did a little video earlier this morning. I was working this morning, fellas. But that
nice.
The first goal, it's just
first time for everything.
Yeah, it's a bad decision. Timmy doesn't get it deep.
Yeah.
All of a sudden, Chychrun decides to he reads it as he's caught in no man's land. He gets caught 2-on-1. Hamonic plays the 2-on-1 terribly, and then it's 1-0. But Second goal shouldn't have went in. But you know what? We could dissect this game, but you're going to have duds.
We're going to.
You can't keep – there's zero chance they're going to keep playing in the clip they're playing. You can't withstand that. It's too tough. League's too good.
It is. But, okay, if you two are sitting on the bench watching this unfold, is there some, like, words being discussed about players need to be a little bit more responsible?
No, not really. It's funny, like, when you get to 6-3, maybe, but at 5-3, you still feel like you have a chance, right? You still feel like, hey, we've done this a few times, like, we're in it. But it didn't really look like the and I turned the game off with, like, maybe 6 or 7 minutes left. I was like, okay, I know it's coming now. Like, at some point, Brady's going to get a 10, and we're going to run the clock out. So anyway, I turned the game off right there. But the guys didn't look deflated. They look like, hey, we dropped a stinker and a dud after we've been on a little bit of a run. Chalk this one up to the games that are going to happen, so to speak, and you move on. But I don't think, and the good news for them is that they get to flush it right away because they're coming back tonight, right? They got another game, so there's no chance to dwell on it. They'll go over video, but no, they're not. I mean, they might be talking about a 600 and 800 save percentage, but that's about it. Like, they're not. There's not a lot of blame to go around unless you want to really.
Well, wait a second.
Nobody was good. Nobody was good.
Yeah, I was gonna, like, I'm looking at the hot and cold performer today. I'm like, we could just put the whole team on the hot and on the cold. But yeah,
Tarasenko was good.
Yeah, he's been good lately.
Yeah, he was good.
I even thought this, like, the Shane Pinto line in general has been good with Brady and Tarasenko. Yeah, like in a 6-3 loss, if I'm not mistaken, they were. Brady and Shane Pinto were both plus +3.
That's pretty good.
Is that right?
I'll tell you. I got my stats printed off this morning, guys.
Yeah, they were both plus +2. My apologies.
Yeah, they're good.
So, like, that's not easy to do in a 6-3 loss all the time.
No,
that's pretty hard to do, actually. Yeah, I mean, you want to single guys out, you can. Certain guys had real tough nights. That was the worst game Chikrin's played as a Sen.
He was
horrendous, and he would admit it. He's a pro, and he's going to be back tonight, and he's going to be ready to go. There's just that's the way it goes. Hamonic's got to go back to the press box and stay. He knows too. Like, he knows it. You can look at him when he's on the ice, and he's like, I don't belong here. Like,
really? You think I don't, that?
He just looks deflated, and he looks like he's got nothing to give to the team, and his confidence wise is bad. I don't think anybody would disagree that his best days are long behind him, and he's nothing more than a spot seventh defenseman from here on out if he wants to continue playing. But he's got to go back to the press box. He's just not capable anymore, and I hated that. Like, we've all been through that, right? You get to a place where you're done, and I think that takes a look in the mirror, and some guys don't want to do that. So
And I don't think I don't think it's personal for you at all. I just
understand. No, I don't know. Yeah, no, I right? I don't know him.
It's just the reality of the situation.
Yeah, I don't know him. I've heard nothing but good things about him in that room in Ottawa. So I hate that he's got to go through it. We've all been through it. It's not conducive. It's not fun, and it's hard to go to the rink every day with it.
Yeah, what did he play last night? He played, his ice time was low last night.
Is it 13 or 14 minutes?
14:51. He's one thing he's usually good at is blocking shots. He's good at, he's had good time.
They had seven block shots last night.
Yeah. So last night, he wasn't good at blocking shots. He was actually getting in front of so if you're going to screen your goalie, this is the cardinal rule as a defenseman, either box out. Or you front it. Fronting means you got to block it. So when you decide to step in front of your goalie, you have to block it because he can't see it.
Yeah.
So, and that's what happened last night on actually two of the goals.
Is that the Carlson goal was one of them, right?
Yeah. Yes. So again,
and I think Pacioretty, perhaps.
Yeah, Pacioretty's went seven hole right through the arm. But the thing is, as the goaltender, you're Forsberg. You're just hoping that puck hits you because your defenseman has jumped out and screened you. So you have to block that shot. So yeah, I agree, Bob. He's struggling. Jacob Bernard Docker has taken his place. And if it wasn't for Zub being a last minute scratch for whatever health reasons, whatever, Hamonic's not playing.
I would think that once everything gets sorted out here at the trade deadline, you probably see a Tyler Clevin or somebody come up and get some valuable experience for the rest of the year, and then you don't really see Hamonic play anymore, because I agree. Like he's fighting it. He's fighting. I remember my last year, you know, the coach actually, I think I told the story. The coach came up to me. He's like, yeah, you don't have to play anymore. I'm like, okay,
just have fun.
I'm going to hang out with the coaches for the rest of the year. And we'll do a little bag skate, me and Doug Huda. And we'll go for a beer at the, you know, it was fun.
I love that guy.
What a great guy. Eh? Yeah. What a beauty. Great D coach.
Oh, I bet. Yeah. Great coach. Yeah, he's
awesome. But hey, but back to your question, Rolly, the game last night, everybody was happy, but as the game went along, I'd say a lot of people, Gavin, had this look on their face as this game went along. You got the pick for us right there. There it is.
Okay. It never gets old though.
It never gets old. Oh,
I got to find a wall in my house for this.
Did you get any sleep last night? Look at your eyes.
Oh, I went to bed at like 1 after I did some notes, and then my wife gets up at 5:30. And so I've been up since 5. I'm a little ornery today.
That's 4.5 solid hours, big guy. I'm useless without 8 to 9, maybe 9 to 5.
I need
There's
my
a
eight.
Nap coming.
There's a nap
so, coming. Okay. Can we listen? We talked enough about defensemen. I want to get to today's hot and cold performance so that we don't keep talking about him.
Hold on a sec. Go back to the picture again, Gavin, one quick sec. What are you doing with the salt shaker there? Like you got like a little salty rim on the glass or just like a little dash?
Maybe. The irony in that is I don't like salt. I don't put salt in my food.
What?
No.
You're salty enough.
My mother-in-law just douses everything with salt. I don't put it in anything.
Yeah.
Like it never comes out in my house.
You get the cankles. Because you get the cankles with too much salt. Well, you get the little lines in your sock.
All right. Are we done?
I don't know if we could ever have a meal together. I can't wait to do a show in Nashville where I bring you guys over for a meal and we have a nice dinner. I make Wally sit outside.
I'll have chicken fingers and fries.
Bobby, you gotta prep your steaks first, right? You get them, you sit them out there, you bring them down to room temperature, salt them up a little bit.
Wait a second. I do like seasoning. Like I love a good like a steak seasoning on a rub, like a dry rub on my steak, no question.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yes. But I don't just put salt.
You okay with like a little butter bath, like in some rosemary and thyme?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. But like if you brought out it's not horseradish, is it? What's the dipping sauce? Like a béarnaise sauce?
Oh, yes.
For a steak. Sauce.
Yeah.
Peppercorn sauce, béarnaise. They have
béarnaise
is more breakfast stuff. I'm gonna have to think about
it. It's like anyway. I don't know why we're on this call. Yorkie, for the love of God. Speaking of food, this show proudly delivered by DoorDash. Get everything you need, including all the salt you need, even at the last minute. Choose what you want from where you want. Double Dash on DoorDash. You can order from multiple restaurants or stores in the same delivery without additional delivery fees, so everyone can get what they want and need. For a limited time, our listeners can get 25% off and zero delivery fees on their first order of $15 or more when you download the DoorDash app and enter code NATION25. 25% off, up to a $10 value, zero delivery fees in your first order, and you download the DoorDash app in the App Store and enter code NATION25. Offered valid in Canada, subject to change. Terms apply. No surprise. That's not it. Should be Jacob Chychrun is our cold performer of the day. So under DJ, now this, like, we could have picked a whole bunch of different stats. He is a team worst minus 14. Under Jacques Martin, he's a team worst minus 14. He was just minus 1 under DJ. His point production has dropped significantly to down a half a point a game. So only point was we talked about last night, and this isn't, I'm not one to pick on players. He's just, right now, he's not been very good over a consistent stretch is what I think.
This is mind blowing to me. I didn't realize it was that bad. Like the differences between the plus minus is really telling.
Now he has been paired with Travis Hamonic.
Bob's favorite player.
Hey man, I don't have anything against Travis Hamonic.
I know.
He's Yorkie at that spot in his career. He should be playing left out. So Jacob Chychrun's been bad too, though. Like he's made some outrageous decisions on the pinches. I think, and I'll let Yorkie talk more to the defensive decisions, but what I've noticed is he's way too
gambling confident. Gambler.
I was going to say he's way too confident making risky plays in his defensive zone. I don't have a problem with you making them at the blue line and down, right? When you're trying things as an offensive defenseman, but there was last game, he threw a sauce pass into the middle that jumped somebody's stick and gave them a clean shot. Like just little things like that, where I'm like, the rest of the D seem to be cleaning this up and he seems to be doing more of it. And I don't know what the cause of that is, but he's been doing it more and more consistently for me than he was under DJ.
So
way too many passes awry.
Now I'm curious, is it because he isn't putting up the same number of points and is trying to do perhaps too much to generate it? And two, we talked about Travis Hamonic last night being awful, but that first goal, Hamonic's the only guy back on the 2-on-1, regardless of how that plays. That's because his partner isn't anywhere to be found.
Well, no, that's number one, because Stützle made a bad decision with the puck.
Yeah, Stützle gets a pass here for whatever reason, and he was...
Yeah. I did a little breakdown. On that play, as a defenseman, when you see your forward come up high in the zone like that, you're expecting him just to throw it back down on the corner. And so if you go back and watch that goal too, Giroux is expecting it too, because even if it's a bad turnover in a bad area of the ice. And then you put your defenseman, you hear Jacques talk to us all the time, puck management. And last night they didn't manage the puck correctly, defensemen and forwards. And when you don't manage it correctly, bad things happen. But I agree. Chychrun has struggled. This is the problem when they traded for Jake Chychrun. You have three left shot defensemen that all want to be on the first power play. They all want to get points. They all play relatively the same style of hockey, and you can't have that. Like teams aren't built that way. Like if you watch Colorado, Kel Makar is your clear-cut number one defenseman. He's going to be on your first power play. Number two is Devin. Everybody's slotted, so everybody knows where they fit. Ottawa has like an internal battle right now. Chychrun's contract's coming up after this year. He wants to get paid what those other guys are getting paid. Sure. Because that's how the NHL works. So he's thinking, well, I got to get points, but I'm not on the first power play. And he's not thinking that way, but that's in the back of your mind.
Bobby just read the comment from Matt.
What does it say?
Chychrun knows what to do with the puck like Ricky Bobby knows what to do with his hands.
Put your hands down.
Did you pop that up there for us, Wally? That was good.
That's a Gavin. Yeah. So,
well done, Gavin.
Yeah,
if you're not first, you're last. But
that's not true. Like, you can be second, you can be third, you can be fourth.
Oh, that's so good. But hey, back to Chychrun, for example. When he plays his best, he just plays simple. And at the NHL, if you don't take your first look on breakouts, usually a bad thing's going to happen. I find right now, Jacob's not taking his first look. And then by the time you don't take your first look, which is the first easy pass, smart forecheckers put you into a bad area, and then you turn the puck over. And that's what's happening. He's got to simplify, just play basic, and then better things will happen for him. But the trade never should have happened. It was like Dorian's like, shiny toy. I'm going to get him. We need another guy. No, you need a right shot defenseman.
Yep. No question.
I think he just tripped his own mic. You're out, Yorkie. He started swinging the hands like Ricky Bobby. And
So I'm like, what's he doing? This might be the best show ever now. Yeah, so we'll move on.
Yeah, we'll move on. No. We'll move on. But he's correct. It wasn't what the organization needed, but I still think they can make the trade a plus if they trade him for what he's worth still. Like he can still go somewhere at the deadline and be worth something, because you're getting 2 years of him. you can recoup your assets and then some right now. So
do we now, sorry, Bob, do we now understand what Thomas Chabot means to this organization?
I really hope people do. I've been on the wagon. I've never left it. I really hope people are starting to see just how perfect he is as a defenseman for this organization. I mean, he's gone through a lot of shit as a young guy coming in and building. He's never played a playoff game and he's stayed. Yeah. He's never once looked away to leaving or moving on. He's never once said anything negative. He just continues to come back to work and he plays hard. And he's had some injuries too, but and some bad games and some lean times, but just how perfect he fits the scheme and how good he is. No, I mean, this is a guy that we're going to talk about him for the Olympic team again in a year. Or what is the next one? The World Cup?
Four Nations.
Four Nations, sorry. Yeah. Yeah. Yep. He's probably on the outside looking in right now, but I still think you're going to see him again in that conversation.
Do you?
I do. I think he's going to play himself back into that conversation.
I need to see him play consistently better like he is right now for a long stretch of time.
We need to see him consistently playing at 22 minutes instead of 28.
Yeah, good point. Yeah.
Like if you look him up under Jacques, there's 30. I don't know if he's played 30 games under Jacques. I think he looks really good. And you can see the points are coming. I'll get to it in a sec. The only, you know what we're not talking about is Eric Brännström.
Why would we?
Well, better. The point is that finally, like Eric Brännström has played fairly well. I know he takes some penalties that don't make sense to me sometimes, but for the most part, when you're looking at the way other guys have played, Eric Brännström hasn't been so bad.
You want to be talking about. Compared to all the others, he hasn't been terrible. I like Bernie's game. I just I kind of tune out to him now because we've talked about him so much and I want him to do better, but I still think he's just going to always be miscast here.
Yep.
I think he's going to be back in Europe or he's going to find something that really fits, but he skated the puck better. He had a rush early in the game where he made a move to cut to the middle that I really liked. He just does one or two things a game that really piss me off if I'm watching and if I'm really being critical. One or two things you just cannot fathom makes sense.
But we used to be get him off the ice, Travis Hamonic type.
True.
That's my point.
Yeah, he's gotten to a place where you can rely on him a little bit, but and put him out in some situations. But I just he's in the Hamonic boat for me. He's a 5'6" that. You know, that could be a top four, and the more he plays, the better he plays, but there's no room for him because he's the fourth best defenseman you have that's left-handed. I want him to play well. I actually like to see him get traded to go see if he could do what he wants to do what he wants to be or become what he wants to be somewhere else. That's what I'd like to see, but he is playing better. So I understand why you would want to chat about him. He's been better.
He's playing on his offside. No coincidence. He's playing on his offside, which he's comfortable, and he's playing with Chabot. Before, under the old coaching staff, when he played with Chabot, it was a disaster. Mm-hmm. Now with the new structure the team's playing with and the forwards are more responsible, he looks better out there. And I think he makes really good plays with the puck. He can skate out of trouble. He skates it onto his backhand too much. He gets angled a lot, and he throws it up the boards when he's in trouble. But he needs to. Two things need to happen for him. One, go to Europe and be a star. Or two, he's got to go to a team that doesn't have any puck moving defensemen that are power play guys, because that's what he is. He's not a penalty killer. Like, it's ridiculous.
No, I don't understand that either. By the way, Thomas Chabot now averaging under 24 minutes a night under Jacques Martin. But Eric Brännström kind of reminds me of Shane Gostisbehere, where he put up all kinds of points, I think, in Philly. Then he got put on waivers. He ended up in Arizona, and he found his way back to being somewhat successful. That's why I just think of that game like Shane Gostisbehere for me.
He's pretty good in Detroit this year. I've watched him a lot lately.
Yeah, that's where he was. I couldn't remember where he went.
Yeah, he's pretty good, man. I skated with him in the summer. I went home to Philly, and I always – there's not many players from my area. So Philly with the connections always been really good to me about letting me skate with their guys in the summer. So I skated with him for 2-3 days, and he was still in Philly getting ready to move on from the area. And I was like, my goodness, this is one of the best pickup players I've ever seen. Like, just everything. Like, really? That's you said the same thing. Like, you used to say Sergei Zubov was the best pickup player ever. He just looks you off all over. Like, he does all these little subtle things, mm-hmm. and nobody's coming to hit you, so there's a difference. But I remember I was like, how is this guy not a 60-point defenseman every single year? It was that impressive to me.
If you watch really good defensemen, and this is something maybe Branstrom can learn how to do, they carry the puck up and they can bring the puck up at a slower speed, and then they make guys come to them and they look guys off. If you watch when Branstrom carries the puck, he's always trying to go a million miles an hour. So then when a forechecker comes at you, he's just going to gauge your speed and angle you. But guys like the Ghost and guys like that, they understand how to slow it down, how to speed it up. Like, some of the best D ever, just they get that. But that takes experience. It takes time. And you also have to play a lot. Like, I don't think Branstrom's ever gotten into the rhythm of being a 20-minute guy. Because once you get in that rhythm, the game slows down for you. He's just always battling to prove himself. Mm-hmm. And he's always going to be like that here because you're playing behind Shabbat, Chychrun, Sanderson, 3 puck movers. So now they throw him on the penalty kill. So he just continue to battle, continue to grind. But he looks better now. Guess what? Played 20 minutes last night.
I'm going to go off script here for a sec, but I'm going to regret this later. But Bobby, when you were playing pickup hockey, was there anybody that was a pain in the ass in pickup? Like, you're like, okay, you need to dial it back.
Well, Chris Neal.
he's still that way.
Yeah. Jason Blake. Out in Anaheim, we were like, buddy, slow down. Like, what are you doing? Corey Conacher. Tons of guys.
Oh, the Honey Badger.
The Honey Badger. We were like, well, get your points now, Conacher. Go ahead.
Good old Corey Conacher.
Interesting you bring up Ben Bishop. He was traded twice on February 26th. He traded to Ottawa, by the way, on February 26th of that year. Just because I was looking up some notes. He's going to come up here in a second. In fact, let's do it right now. Wendy's is today's Did You Know, of course. Letting you win real food with your fantasy teams this year and daily face-off. For those of you who want to smoke the competition, Wendy's is rewarding you with weekly prizes that will have you winning despite your lack of team-building skills. Download the Wendy's app and score yourself 150 bonus reward points on your first order and grab the sweet victory from the mouth-watering jaws of defeat, along with some fresh, never-frozen Canadian beef. Go to dailyfaceoff.com, sign up to play Wendy's Daily Face-Off Survivor Pool to win weekly prizes like the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's and the Wendy's app. All right. So, it's not great in goal this year. Since the 05-06 season, which basically since the lockout, 19 seasons, the Sens save percentage at .881 is tied for the third worst in a single season. Not great.
No.
Now, I will point out New Jersey this year, they would be 7th on this list. Get tied for, I think, 4th overall or something. Like, they're right there as well again, but it's tough to win when your save percentage is this horrendous.
You're never getting bailed out, right?
Like, right, and that's you can't win. So I looked at, so let's flip this around for a sec. Let's put a little positive spin. We have page 2. There we go. During that same stretch, 05-06 to now, the Sens had the single best season of save percentage with a .933 back in the 2012-13. That was, by the way, it was shortened due to the lockout to a 48-game season. But Craig Anderson, Robin Leonard, and Ben Bishop helped post a .933 save percentage. Like, by the way, that's the second best ever since they recorded save percentage in 55-56.
No way.
At least St. Louis. Wow. There's a team that's way back in the day. That's the second best ever recorded.
That's impressive to be that bad on the first page. You got to work. You got to work to be there. Man, how about those three? Like, how spoiled those people, fans were there, but not knowing that Ben Bishop was going to go on to be the better goalie of Robin Leonard and him. But you don't even know if that's true because Leonard won a Vezina when he got to, I don't know. Mm-hmm.
The Leonard was.
I still wanted to keep Ben Bishop. I don't know what it was, but I wanted Ben Bishop to stay. And because they had drafted Robin and he had won them Calder, I think they felt they owed him.
Yeah, I understand that it's somebody that you drafted, right? There's a different level of, I guess, loyalty when you draft someone and you want him to pan out correctly. I think Robin, to be as good as he was, had to leave here. And obviously had life situations to get in order. But when he left here, he just took off. He was so good. And that system he was in New York was perfect for him. Like, just make the first save. We're not going to let anything. There's no backdoor tap-ins with the way they play. So, and on top of that, Craig Anderson is the most underrated and underappreciated goalie in the world for 12 years.
It's wild.
Yeah, everybody would love to see him back in the pipe to let him one softie every 3 weeks now, right?
Is there anybody better at playing on a team that's, you know, not an upper echelon team, of being that underdog goaltender?
No.
Like, he might be the best of the era.
Yeah.
Like, in his era.
Oh, yeah. Like, you think if Jonathan Quick wasn't around, who was in Buffalo?
Ryan Miller. Ryan.
Yeah, like Craig would have probably been, I think, given a lot more attention, right? Because he was a U.S.-born goalie. I'm just trying to think of, he would fall so far down the list of U.S.-born goalies just based on them winning cups or them winning Vezinas and whatever.
Yeah, he just seems to me, like, watching him, because I was doing media the whole time he was here, doing TV, doing radio. He just seemed like he reveled in the role of the underdog. Yeah, oh yeah, I'm gonna show you guys. Screw you. Yep. He's going against Miller or those guys. I'm gonna outplay this guy. I don't care if he's won a Vezina. I'm the underdog. I love his attitude.
But he never showed that. Like, you would just think he didn't give a shit, because he just went to the rink. Like, outside of the room to where you guys are, like, when we talk to him or whatever, it's like, just another day. Just showing up to the rink. I'm gonna play. Mm-hmm. But I still think he had a burning desire to always try and beat everybody.
He did. And he was very quiet about it.
Yeah.
And he was very, very outwardly nonchalant, but.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact. You can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Me knowing as well as I knew him, I knew that he could switch it in his mind. As soon as he got to the net, he switched everything over.
For sure. Yeah.
Hey, Bob, it's kind of a gift, Wally, what you just said there, of especially being a goalie in a Canadian market, of being able to portray that you don't really care that much, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
And you watch some of these other guys just get eaten up in Canadian markets. I really believe you got to have a special mindset to survive and thrive in a Canadian market as a goaltender. Like,
oh, for sure.
Like, and Craig had it.
Yep. Yeah, he certainly did.
Oh, Yorkie on yesterday, by the way, it was Patrick Laliem became the first goalie in Sens history to win 25 games in a season. And you scored in that game your sixth goal of that season and your final goal of that season.
Nice.
You were named third star.
Geez, six goals today, Bob. But as a D-man, what's that get you? Five schmil a year?
You would have done well. You put up great points. You would have done very well.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm happy. I played at the perfect era. I got a little bit of old school and still got to participate in the salaries going up, and the league was fun. The league was still fun back then.
Do you ever look at today's salaries and go, man, if I was just born 5 years later or something?
Not really. Like, it is what it is. I never begrudge guys for what they make. It's all supply and demand. And it's just, look at that. It's the way it is. You could say the same thing about the guys that played in the 70s, 80s, 90s. It's like anything.
Yeah.
The guys make it because the money's there. That's the way it is.
Yep. Okay.
But sure, yeah. I'd love to make $8 million a year.
Who wouldn't?
Come on.
I don't think you were that good, Yorkie. I don't think you were that good.
I didn't say I was, but I would. Who wouldn't like to make $8 million a year?
By the way, that was against the New York Rangers in 2001. You had a 2-point night. And you had a power. Oh, yeah. It was a power play goal. There you go.
A snipe. A 1-tee.
3-2 win over the New York Rangers. Okay. I want to get to some positives before we get to our lock of the day, or at least a couple of players, even though I know last night was a little tough. But before we do that, let's take care of some work with our good friend and big fan of the show. Let's welcome Douglas Mattress to it, shall we? Named Canada's best mattress on Canadian Living. Unrivaled comfort and feel, motion isolation, sleeps cool, relieves pressure points, great value. Loved by more than 200,000 Canadians and over 10,000 five-star reviews. Easy online ordering. Get it delivered to your doorstep, usually within 1 to 4 business days. Experience their industry-leading risk-free trial, 365 nights. Risk-free. Don't like it? Just get a full refund. No questions asked. Every mattress order comes complete with two memory foam pillows and with pillow protectors, a luxurious cotton sheet set, and a mattress protector. That's a $650 value when you order your Douglas mattress today. And you'll do it by going to douglas.ca/CIH, please.
And as always, the show brought to you by our friends at BEI, Bonisher Excavating Incorporated, the heavy civil general contractor in both the public and the private sectors. When planning your next project, consider BEI for your aggregate supply needs, including all things from equipment rentals to concrete formwork, custom crushing and screening. They move stuff. You can find them at bonisherexcavating.com, 613-432-1120. They are in the hiring process. And as always, slow down in construction zones. BEI is helping to shape Ottawa Valley.
Got it. Got nice. It in.
That was beautiful.
That was close.
Very good. Hey, Wally,
that was like Brady falling over the bench in the wind.
Well, your Douglas mattress read, by the way, was beautiful. Fantastic. Make me want to go back to bed. Anyhow, if you're looking for a good night out, you got to check out Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. Great for the family, couples, or if you want to do a corporate event. Kids 12 and up can throw accompanied by a guardian or an adult. If you're looking to have a nice birthday party, a team building event, or just having a great night out with your significant other, then you got to visit Battlegrounds Axe Throwing. It's located at 2615 Lancaster Road. It's very safe. It's lots of fun. Requires no practice. Just come on out to a Battlegrounds Axe Throwing facility, and the coaches will show you the ropes and show you how to do it safely. You can book at battlegrounds.com.
All right. So yesterday we talked about we were going to pump up some tires on a couple of players. I know last night was a bit of an off night. However, Drake Batherson did score with the patience of a goal scorer. Yeah. Drake has played really well under Jacques Martin. He's fourth overall in points with 20. He's first in power play points, tied for second in goals. And I think his ice time is actually down a little bit. He's not the greatest player ever to play, I understand. But I do think he deserves a little bit of love every once in a while.
Yeah, I agree. I still think he's the second most important offensive piece for them. Absolutely I do. The poise on that goal was incredible. Like, he's backwards at one point, which is just... Luckily, he had the time to pull it off, but it was unbelievable. And that's exactly what I think serves him well going into like playoff type games, is that he's got that poise, the ability to draw guys in, the ability to make plays in tight spaces that Brady has it to a degree, but it's not the same level of skill that Drake has. He's played better. under Jock, it took him a second to find his footing. Yep. But when he did, he's been really, really a much different player. So it's nice to see him coming into his own again. He always has kind of floated on that untouchable part just because of his contract for me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I really like Drake Batherson as a player. The talk of flipping out Batherson, like you see people talk about him, okay, maybe he's a guy we move. You would be crazy to trade Drake Batherson at the money he's making on that contract. Mm-hmm. Good luck finding another player with that kind of skill at that age that you're going to get at that dollar amount. It's almost next to, like, sure, you can find a couple examples, but other teams aren't going to trade those guys because it's so hard. Every team is up against the cap. So I think it's preposterous to want to trade a guy like that. And to your point, Bob, that goal, super skilled goal, and some of the plays he's been making lately, that mm-hmm. little flip pass, I think it was in the Dallas game when he flipped it in the space so Norris could skate onto that puck and score that nice little goal, you know, little tuck. That play in that circumstance, to have the poise and wherewithal to do that, that is so tough to do. There's a lot to like about his game. He's getting better defensively. I agree. I'd like to see him when this team does get to a playoff, because he can protect the puck. He's good in tight spaces. When the rink shrinks, I think he gets better. And that's what happens when the games get tougher. Like, he's not a perimeter player. He operates well inside tight areas. So I think you're crazy if you trade this guy. I think you're absolutely crazy.
Yep, I do too.
Currently on a 3-game point streak, two goals, two assists in his last three games, and a plus four. Now, Yorkie, do you want the Josh Norris goal?
Oh, it's just an example of the skill that you see Batherson show from time to time. You remember this one, Bob?
A little flip play? The flip to space play, and then it was a hell of a pickup by Norris too, because it still had a little bit of roll to it. But
yeah.
That's just, number one, those two guys always have chemistry, but that's just knowing Josh is going to win a race to an area, because normally if you don't put that puck deep there and get it all the way down into that corner, you're going to hear about it. So instead he puts it right into space. It was a great, great pass, great finish, right? To have the poise not to just shoot that off the rush. So both players, what a piece of skill there.
Yeah, you want, let's throw it up. It's pretty good. That's a nice one to watch. Let's have a little positivity today. I don't know if Gavin's got it, but no, it would be nice to see those two, Norris and Batherson, consistently play together at a high level and figure out, you know, here's the play right there. Just that little flip.
So good.
How about the D-man there? Oops.
That's Heiskanen too.
That's Heiskanen, who's a good skater.
Yeah. I mean, he doesn't just beat anybody up the ice.
But look at, see, Josh, this is why I kind of like Norris on the wing.
Yeah.
If you can get Norris into some more races for loose pucks, uses speed instead of being the guy in the middle of the ice. It's almost like Drake would be better center because he's better at distributing the puck than Josh, I would think. And Josh is just, you know, like you said, the speed.
What a great pass. Yeah.
And it's nice too. Like on that play too, Norris is on his offside. Yeah. Cuts in, puts the leg out, but I'd be interested to see Norris get a little bit of an audition playing as offside. You think he's good enough to play as offside, pick puck stuff, Bobby?
Yeah, I do.
Because it's tough, right?
Yeah, it's tough, but yeah, I do. He could absolutely handle that.
And then
I'd like to see it too.
Then he's in a position to use that one timer a lot more often. I think it makes sense.
I do too. Like, I would like to see it down the stretch, but that's I'd have to take a pay cut to go over. That's what Randy Carlyle used to say. If you want to decide where players play, take a pay cut and go work in my office.
Did anybody ever say, okay,
where Randy, everybody plays, just take a pay cut.
Where's Carlyle now? What's Carlyle doing now?
Oh, I have no idea. I'm guessing he's up fishing somewhere. I think that he was always, where was he from? He's out west.
I feel like he's a western guy, but
yeah, I feel like he's probably just hiding out, hanging out up there.
You guys keep in touch?
Greater Sudbury.
Oh, he's an Ontario boy, yeah, but up north. Do we keep in touch?
Take that as a no.
That's a hard no.
Yeah.
I'd have liked to play for him when I had the thicker skin, as being in the league a little bit longer. I'll say that. I was not in a place in my life to handle somebody like him.
Coaches do. Coaches know too who they like, especially back then. Like they'll leave certain guys alone because they just don't want the guy to fire back at them, and they know who they can go after.
He told me, he just like, I don't like young players and I don't like American players, and you just happen to be both.
Oh,
okay.
All righty.
Perfect.
It's going to go well.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
And then, and then get to your parents and make a mistake. Be like, fuck you, Bobby. Wait a second. Wait a second.
Who's your GM? It's not Berkey. It's your
Berkey
GM?
And then Bob Murray.
So did Brian Burke draft you?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Sorry. So did you ever go to either one of them and go like, what's this guy's problem?
No, I never went into those rooms. I finally went in and asked for a trade for Bob Murray right before. And it wasn't right before Randy got fired, but I was like, dude, I can't do this anymore. It's not even healthy. Like, I can't. I'm like, I'm losing weight. I can't come to the rink. I'm just dejected. We weren't playing well either.
Yeah.
And I was like, I got to get out of here. Like, if I want to legitimately have a chance to stay in this league, I want to get out of here. And he's like, I understand. And then blah, blah, blah. And then after Bruce came in, he's like, can we rescind the trade offer? Are you okay with that? And we'll see how this goes. And I was like, absolutely. Like, I didn't want to leave Anaheim ever. Mm-hmm. I loved it there, but just for health purposes, I was like, I have to move on. Like, I can't play for this guy every day.
So finally, Randy Carlyle got you to lose weight.
Yeah, it was him. Yeah. Randy Carlyle. Was I will say Randy had a lot of benefits. Like I said, I would have liked to have played with him later in my career. Like, he would have been good for me when I was in Ottawa type. But I was really light when I played, in really good shape, because Randy used to weigh in every single, like, teams don't do it anymore. You get random weigh-ins once a month, but like, Randy was every day. Your weight had to be on the chart, and I always had to be the first one there, weigh in front of him, write it down. What was it? Is what you would hear from the bike. And he's just sitting on the bike, and it's like, don't fucking worry about what it was. Like,
the old weigh-ins,
it was 207, it was 208. Anywhere from 208 to 212, he left me alone. But if I got 213, he's like, get on the bike.
Did I ever tell you guys a story with the New York Rangers? Glenn Sather, he was pissed off. This was back in, I don't know, late 90s. My buddy Dave Carpa was playing there. Carp's playing Anaheim too. And he lined the guys up because they're playing poorly, and all the guys he thought was out of shape. So all the guys are lined up, and he asked each guy, what do you weigh? Each guy answered, you get the Carpa, and he goes, Carpa, what do you weigh? He's like, 205. He's like, you're lying. Get on the scale. Gets on the scale. He's like 218. Get on the bike.
Oh, that's tough. You can only cheat it by a couple pounds.
I wonder what happened, eh? The weigh-ins just went away, eh? Because I remember doing that every day. It was just so, like, come on. Like, what are we doing this for?
Every day. Every single day. And then once a week. Well, no. I shouldn't say that. Every week, every often, he would make body fat checks come out, like, after a week off. And you're like, what do you mean? We just had a week off for Christmas break. But my one year at Christmas break, I gained like 9 pounds. So
good Christmas. That's a good Christmas. So
it was early in my career too. And I this was the problem, was I didn't have a house yet. I didn't have an apartment. So they left me in Christmas break in a hotel. Every single meal was out. I didn't have a choice. But 9 pounds, a little aggressive.
What were you? 9 pounds. How many days was it Christmas break?
The way it panned out for us that year was, like, we had an extra day and a half. We did like a later practice. Yeah. And so it would have been 3 full days. It was a solid 3 full days of 3 pounds a day. But I was at Bruno's. Like, I went to Bruno's.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Okay. The restaurant. So this is Bobby and I have an old connection. Talked to this before. We're friends with Bruno, who owns the Anaheim White House. And the food there is, like, it's spectacular. Yeah, they have the souffle there, Bob, the chocolate souffle.
I've had everything you can have on that menu.
Oh, it's just delicious. But yeah, that's easy to put 9 on in 3 days.
So I just saw there was a funny comment from Eric in the chat. We need the Randy option as our Peloton coach.
I kept asking for a Peloton in the room, and they're like, nope, not a chance.
That'd be pretty good.
I almost bought my own. to put it there, but yeah.
That'd be pretty good. Okay, let's get to lock of the day. As we get set for back-to-back games, they're in Nashville tonight. Oh, boy. So Ottawa is 3-2-1 on the second half of back-to-back games this season. Not bad.
500 on the back-to-backs is good.
However, they're facing a Nashville team that's won 5 in a row, all on the road, mind you. So this is their first game back after a long road trip. And at home, they're just 3-9, so they're not great. But Ottawa, they got that goaltending issue that we keep talking about. Mm-hmm. Forsberg is 1-3 lifetime, and Korpisalo is 2-6. By the way, Korpisalo 0-5 in Nashville. So are they going to go back to Forsberg after pulling after 20 minutes yesterday? I would think it's Forsberg, right?
Yeah, I think so. I think they pulled him for that reason. Obviously, it wasn't good enough, but I think that had a lot to do with it. Hey, we can still find a way to try and claw back into this one while saving 1A. Excuse me, for tomorrow night. I think that had a lot to do with the pool.
So, Ottawa's not very good on the road, mind you. And in Nashville, in their last 8 visits, they have 1 win.
Yeah, it's so, a hard build. Man, it's such a hard building to play in. I don't know why it's such a hard building to go into.
Because are guys out? Well, they wouldn't have been out last night.
No. There's something about the, like, I've played there in the playoffs and when you're not going out. And, like, I've played there tons when we were in Anaheim and they were divisional game, or not divisional, but conference games, right? Where you're just, I don't know what to do. And I played there in Detroit where we got whacked 7-1. Like, there's just something about the building for, and it's for me, but I think a lot of players feel that way too.
Yeah. It's my favorite city to go to. For sure.
It's awesome. Awesome. Yeah. I played there for 2 years and we always, I don't know. I agree, Bob. Like, I remember going there as a visitor. Yeah. You just kind of feel weird in there. It's kind of a darker building.
Yeah. You know. There's no energy.
They back in the day, they used to have, I think they did this on purpose. They used to have the best looking ice girls there.
Oh,
now it's Dallas. I mean, not that I've heard.
and we would laugh on the Nashville bench because they would purposely skate by the visitors bench and you could just smell the perfume and everything, and the other teams just rubbernecking the whole way on the bench. And
that might have had
something to do with playing better at home too, distracting the visitors.
That was always the thing. It was like, don't get caught by the coaches or on TV creeping.
You know, when it's in Dallas, they sit them in a line as you walk by them and the visitors on the way to the ice.
Oh, yeah. None of them ever high five me. I try every time. I got my hand out. High five.
Anyway, not that you should ever be distracted. No. So, I'm going, you know what? I'm going first today. I'm taking Nashville.
Okay.
I know it's the game after the road trip. That's always that letdown game. But I don't like Ottawa's goaltending. So I don't know what's going to happen there.
I'm taking Nashville just because they need this. They need the points. And I think
they're hanging on to a playoff spot. Yep.
Yeah. And I think that they really want to make the look. When they traded everybody away, aside from Saros and Josi, they really wanted to say, we can do this with our core and our group, that guys, and like, they want to give these young guys a chance to play in the playoffs and make themselves and validate the move. So I think they need the points more. I think they win.
Yeah. I like Nashville's goaltending. I'm tough.
York,
tough
you to just argue. Pick the Sens for the love of God.
No, I'm taking Nashville.
You have a chance. You can tie Bob tonight with a win.
Not feeling it. I'm not feeling it. I didn't feel good about my Sens pick last night either. It's tough to trust Ottawa's goaltenders over a consistent stretch of time. So going Nashville.
Sorry.
I'll take Ottawa.
All right. You're going to go. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
It's a gamble game. I like that.
3-2-1 in back-to-backs. Yeah. They're not happy after last night.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I did think about them, but I'm here in Nashville. I watched them quite a bit, obviously, and I think they really want to reward these young guys. So there's some hunger in that lineup.
Yeah, law of averages too. I actually believe in that. You can't consistently play at the level Ottawa's playing at It's impossible.
I agree.
It's tough to win more than five games. Like, it's not easy to win six games in a row.
No.
They're not very good at home.
Yeah. I don't know. I think Corpusalo might start too. I think they might start with Corpusalo. He didn't play terrible when he came in. I didn't like the goals by Forsberg last night.
Yeah.
I don't think he earns a back to back start after a couple of those goals he let in.
I have no idea
how they're gonna do it, but I you're right, Yorkie. I just think that they're like he's still
the they're hoping up. They're hoping yeah. because Corpusalo's been so bad. But
yeah,
it's flip a coin, flip, throw it up. Who we starting? So,
I did see it. I believe it's a tweet. I apologize from where it's at, but there was someone that said Steve Staios should just kidnap UC Saros after the game. And let's get him on the plane.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'll take that. Yeah.
I don't know if I'm, is he the,
okay.
Is he the,
so
is he the answer if you're looking for a goalie?
He's well, okay. Hold on a second. Tell me that you would keep the status quo over putting Saros in net.
Yeah, but no. you're gonna have to give. What are you giving up to get him? That's the thing.
Doesn't matter. You can't win without goaltending. You can't do it.
I agree. I agree.
We could put all the packages together in the world, and none of us have any idea because of the fact that I don't know if he's got trade protection for one. If you can move a goalie out, like nobody's gonna say, "Hey, we'll take Corpusalo," unless you're retaining 85%. Like so. The answer is yes, and I'd pay almost whatever the price was to put Saros in net over what we have now. Yes, but I don't care what the price is because it's probably not going to happen. So if I could do it, I would. That's it. We must be getting here nine
o'clock. No trade clause.
Saros got any buddies?
He's without a clause, so it's just $5 million.
Oh, yes. Okay, so he has no trade clause.
Correct, and he's got 1 year left.
Yeah.
That's a lot.
He's only 28 years old. I thought he was older than that.
Dude, he's been good for a long time, too.
28 years old. He'll be 29 in April. Yeah, he's in the prime of his career right now. Just looking at his...
He's going to get... Got to get six. Well, I was going to say 6 million. Never mind. He's going to get 8? Would he? 7?
7 and 8, yeah.
If he's already at 5 million. What the hell are you looking at? Oh, yeah, but...
He's not there. I'm just basing it off of that and going a little lower.
I feel like he's in that same 8 million range.
Yeah, I think he's a $7 million goalie for sure.
And I would pay it all day.
Yep.
So I don't, yeah, like, why wouldn't you do it, Yorkie? Hellebuck.
No, I thought he was older. I didn't realize he was only 28 years old. No, I would, if I could get him and for sure, like, he's a huge upgrade on what they have. Massive upgrade.
Yep.
I don't see them, and the Corpusalo, I just don't see the bio, regardless of how bad it gets.
Mm-hmm.
I don't either. Yeah. I don't either. Yeah. They'll find a way to bury him in the A.
Before we go, just a reminder, coming up, it's almost like the last week of voting. If you would like to vote for us through the Coming in Hot podcast with Brent Wallace, it's at Faces. If you just go on to Faces and go down to media and then click on sports podcasts, you can vote for the Coming in Hot podcast with Brian Wallace. I'd appreciate your vote. You can do it every day. Go to facesmag.ca/awards.
Go vote for Wally, everybody.
We got no comment. I actually was just with the guys from Faces a couple weeks ago.
Oh, that's right. Did you say good things about us?
But Bob, I did.
Like, yeah.
How about you? You're the guy. Listen, I'm still hurt from our night at Yuck Yucks when your guard was down and you kept referring to the show as the Brett Wallace Show. Like, not once, not twice, three times.
You realize I do this on purpose.
No, but Wally was on a roll.
Bobby.
He was firing out missiles. Yeah, it was good. It was like a therapy session.
I'll come see the next. Actually, I'm not going to lie. I wouldn't come see it.
Oh, boy.
I'm in Canada in June for the Arkells, and I'm not coming up anymore.
Where are they playing?
Somewhere in Toronto.
Are they at the Molson Amphitheater?
It's a really, I thought it was something Budweiser Theater.
Yeah. Yeah. So downtown Toronto. Yeah.
Yeah.
It used to be called the Molson Amphitheater. So.
Okay. Yeah. 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 I'm going to see them there. I can't wait.
It's like the Hollywood Bowl, like a lot smaller, obviously, but kind of that outdoor setting theater.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Or, made by a buddy of mine.
Or is it Budweiser Gardens? Is this not
Budweiser Gardens? Is that what sounds right?
Okay. I think that's London.
It's in London?
I think so. Budweiser Gardens.
No, I know. I know it's in Toronto. I didn't buy the tickets.
Budweiser Stage is Toronto. Budweiser Gardens is London.
Okay.
You really?
Yeah. You gonna make your way up to Ottawa for a day or two?
No.
No.
Wow.
It's a quick, like, I'm going up, watching the show, coming back. My son's birthday is right after it, so I got to get back.
Oh, no, so you could come up beforehand.
No. No.
You could have said, okay, let me look at the calendar and I'll get back to you.
We can do a live show in Toronto if you want on Friday. No, we don't do Friday shows. I'm leaving on Friday. I'm back on Monday, so can't do it.
Oh, we can.
You could.
For you, Bob, we'll do it. Anyway, all right.
I'm not.
We're back tomorrow.
We're not getting a Friday show out of Yorkie in the summer. He's got a tea time.
Oh, early. I got a standing 10 a.m. tee off on Fridays.
That's the best time. Best time to be off.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm still upset you didn't take me to your trivia night last night.
Oh, you know what? One of our listeners was there last night. I didn't. I think it was Uncle Chickadance. Checked in there for first night ever. Had a great night.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're back tomorrow, 3 p.m. If I'm not mistaken, gentlemen.
No.
Is it nine?
Nine.
I was like, I think you're wrong. I have a niner.
So it is 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Okay.
We'll discuss this game. So take care. Enjoy your day. See you, everybody.
Let's get a.
Thanks for tuning in to Coming In Hot. If you enjoyed the show, hit that like button and be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Why don't more infant formula companies use organic, grass-fed whole milk instead of skim? Why don't more infant formula companies use the latest breast milk science? Why don't more infant formula companies run their own clinical trials? Why don't more infant formula companies use more of the proteins found in breast milk? Why don't more infant formula companies have their own factories instead of outsourcing their manufacturing? We wondered the same thing. So we made ByHeart, a better formula for formula. Learn more at ByHeart.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.